Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Nehemiah 8 and 9. It says, the Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, the Levites who taught the people, they said to all the people, this day is holy to the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. Everybody say, mourn not.
Mourn not.
Nor weep.
Nor weep.
He went on to say, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Verse 10. And then he said to them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions to them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Hallelujah.
Said out loud, don't be sorry,
don't be sorry,
for the joy of the Lord,
for the joy of the Lord
is your strength. The previous verse, he said, don't mourn, don't weep. Then in verse 10, he said, don't be sorry. Said out loud, don't mourn,
don't mourn,
don't weep,
don't weep,
don't sorrow.
Don't sorrow.
The joy of the Lord,
the joy of the Lord
is my strength.
Is my strength.
Hallelujah.
Now, one of the great revelations and truths is that you do have a choice. Many people don't believe it. They say, well, I'd like to be happy.
Yeah.
Well, I already told you we're not talking about being happy.
That's right.
I'd like to have this joy, but if you was going through what I was going through, you'd be upset too. Not if I obeyed the Bible.
Right.
Now, all of us have come short in these areas. And nobody's pointing a finger. Nobody's judging. But if we want to live the life of victory that we're supposed to live, we've got to believe first that we do not have to be depressed. We do not have to sorrow and mourn and grieve day in, day out, week after week. We do not have to. We have a choice.
Yes, yes, that's right. Amen.
Now, if you believe that you are a prisoner of your feelings and a victim of your circumstances, then you're stuck. You believe a lie and the lie will keep you in bondage. But the truth is you've been made more than a conqueror.
Amen.
You're an overcomer. The truth is greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The truth is your mind and you don't have to think anything you don't want to think. You don't have to talk anything you don't want to talk. You don't have to yield to any feelings or emotions you don't want to. You can choose not to yield to that and to yield to this over here. It's a choice.
Yes.
I know a lot of people don't believe it, but it's true. And if you believe the truth will make you free.
Yes.
It'll make you free. Believe the truth. Believe the truth. Go with me to Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans 8:5. They that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Verse 6. For to be carnally minded, now don't let that word carnally throw you. He's still talking about the flesh. Carnal or carne, you know the word carnivore?
Yeah.
This has to do with flesh or meat. To be flesh-minded is death, but to be spirit-minded is life and peace.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can you choose what your mind is on?
Yes.
You can't control everything that's happening around you. You can't control everything that happens in the world or in your neighborhood or in your state or your city or your country. You can't control everything your kinfolks do.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. Or your friends or your kids or grandkids. Or you can't control everything around you. I don't care how much faith you have.
Amen. Come on.
You don't have the power to control other people.
Amen.
God doesn't, and you can't.
Amen.
And if you try to control people's will through so-called prayer, that's like witchcraft. That's got nothing to do with God. And that can be one of the more frustrating things, is that you want people to do right and do good, and it can be frustrating when they don't. Well, now you know how God feels. I wonder if he's ever felt that way about you on something. But what does it mean to be spiritual? There's a whole lot of ideas. And a lot of people that think they're so spiritual, it's really laughable how carnal they are. And we don't want to judge anybody, but being spiritual is not a thing that nobody can discern. One of the things about spiritual people, they don't fuss and fight.
Amen.
Read 1 Corinthians 3. They refuse to get embroiled in strife. They don't hold grudges. They don't stay bitter. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
That's being spiritual. A lot of people think because they pray in tongues real loud and quote a bunch of verses makes them spiritual. But the Corinthians were the tongue-talkingest bunch and had the most gifts of the Spirit. And the Spirit of God through Paul called them babies. Immature. And you can see it because of the upheaval, because of the strife and the fussing and those kind of things, the factions. To develop spiritually includes developing in love. You can't separate growing up spiritually from growing up in love. Well, it got quiet in here, didn't it? But in order, something that ties right into that, in order to do that, you have to discipline yourself as to what you let yourself think on. How can you do that? How can you not get drawn in to strife? How can you not hold a grudge when people do terrible things to you? How can you not? Simple. You forgive by faith, which has nothing to do with how you feel. And then you make a choice to forget about it. Now the devil will tell you it's not possible, but he's a liar about that, about everything else. You have to choose, I'm not looking at that. I'm not going to look at it. I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to talk about it. By faith, I forgive them and I cast the care of that over on the Lord. Mm-hmm. Change the channel.
Yes, amen.
Now, if you don't change the channel, you won't be able to stay in peace and you won't be able to have joy. If you think night and day and you talk night and day about what they did and how bad it is and how they hurt you and what they took from you, you will not be able to be victorious. You will be being carnal.
Amen.
Unspiritual. Like I said, all of us have made mistakes in these areas. But look at the verse again. Romans 8:5. What does it mean to be spiritual? They that are after the flesh, if you're fleshy, being unspiritual, you mind the things of the flesh. That's out here. That's the natural realm. But they that are after the Spirit, they mind the things of the Spirit. That's how you're spiritual. Verse 6. For to be carnally minded is what?
Death.
Does it matter what you think on? How much does it matter? According to this, what you think on is a matter of life and death. I know many don't believe that, but I believe the Bible, don't you? To be carnally minded, thinking on the things of the natural, the things of the flesh. And if you do that, you're going to sorrow. You're going to be grieved. You're going to be upset. You're going to be hurt. You're going to be mad. And if you do that, that's the opposite of joy and peace. What's that going to be doing to you? It's going to be working death in you. It's going to be draining you. It's going to be causing you to get weaker and weaker and to fade.
Amen. Come on.
It's the truth. Amen. To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded, when you get your mind off of that stuff and you put your mind on Him, Amen. It's like getting hold of a live wire.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you put your mind on Him, didn't the Bible say that will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee? When you put your mind on Him, a current of life flows through your mind connection into your spirit. That affects your body. That affects your emotions. That affects your mind. Does it matter what you think on? What you talk about? Is it your choice what you talk about? It is. Go to John 14th chapter, please. John 14. Verse 1. John 14, 1 says, Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled." Who's the understood subject? You are not to let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Now, what He's telling us, He was telling them, and it applies to us too. They were upset because He said He's going away.
Yeah.
And so they're thinking on the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. They probably hadn't heard anything He said for the last half a day after they heard He's going somewhere and they can't come.
Mm-hmm.
They're stuck on that.
Right.
And He looks at them and says, basically, stop this. Stop it. Mm-hmm. Don't let your heart be troubled. Now, a whole lot of Christians, they would say, oh, I can't help it after what you told me. But that's untrue. Can you prevent your heart from being troubled?
Yes.
Can you or not?
Yes.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.